Paul Levy has worked in the oil-filled equipment industry for over 30 years. He is 60 years old and lives with his wife Kay in Seminole County, Oklahoma. Paul has been documenting his self-quarantine with KOSU Radio.
My name is Paul Levy. I live in Seminole County, Oklahoma. Late February, watching TV, I heard about the coronavirus, studied the science, and realized this wasn't the ordinary flu. We were told countless were dying, and the illness created bad respiratory diseases in China. I am an asthma sufferer and just turned 60. Immediately, I ordered long-term supplies. Around March 7th, or 8th, or 4th, or 5th, I can't remember exactly, the price of oil fell nearly in half. And there goes our business. I knew it was serious. My anxiety level went from a, we will skirt this, to a tsunami. My wife and I both have older parents, all in their 80s. I'm still able to go to work every day because we are considered essential. I wash my hands constantly, and I'm afraid to even travel out of the county. Definitely my routine has changed. No more morning breakfast with my buddies. We've been doing this for I don't know how many years. My sleep pattern has changed. I wake up in this fog, wondering, is this real? Are we in a Charlton Heston movie? I have found more time for the things from my past, like eating all my meals at home. When I first got married, I often did this. No more going to lunch with my friends. No more going to the movies. But what I have been doing is I've been catching up on my reading. I do miss seeing my grandchildren, but now I only get to see them via FaceTime. The world has changed, and I feel that maybe the earth is healing, a sense of calm in this. I read somewhere, there are fish in the canals of Venice. There is change coming, like a season, but we don't know what this change is going to be. I've always said that hope is in my left hand and despair is in my right, with the struggle in the middle. I feel that we are in the struggle in the middle now. The day is April 4th, 2020. I received a text on my phone yesterday giving me points on how to wear my mask properly. Am I staying 6 feet away? Am I practicing social distancing? I talk to my mother almost every day. Often she calls me. She's 89 and living alone. And then for a few hours every day, I go and I do my work and get things done. And she and I talk at the end of the day, and she asks how I'm doing. I ask how she's doing. We talk about what we ate as I try to help her and make sure she has all the things that she needs. You know, she's 89, so I worry about protocol, what will happen when she gets sick, if she gets sick. And I think she's keeping really good social distancing. And at this point, I'm not really worried with her aid coming in every day and how well that she's being taken care of. We often video chat with our children and our grandchildren almost every single day. I have two grandkids. They're both girls. They're my daughters. They're 1 and 3 years old. They're just the cutest little people you'd ever see. Used to see them often. We'd go to Shawnee where they live and we'd have dinner, or they'd come over here and my granddaughter would play with her. We got her a playhouse and she plays with that, and her sister watches her play with that. It's really nice. But we don't get to do that anymore. We video chat. It's frustrating though, you know, it's like, why do we have to go from that to this? It's just not something that I could have ever prepared myself, my family, my children. You know, we're brought up to take care of our family and provide. At least I was, and show them everything that they need to know. I could have never imagined that we'd have to do something like that.
You can share your own COVID-19 stories with KOSU Radio by texting DIARY to 405-351-6059.